Okay, here we go. Celine Dion or Cher? Who would you do, guys?
Celine Dion.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, something would fall apart.
Cher.
One wrong move with Cher and something's going to fall in on you.
I go with Cher. I hate Celine Dion.
I do too. I go with Cher.
I
like dark hair
Canadian.
Girls. Yeah, she's a little thick for me, but I'll take her.
Who? Celine Dion.
What?
Who's thick?
Cher
wears a size zero, dude.
Cher is not thick. She had a bone removed so she could have a smaller waist.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
And she has a daughter who's turning into a son.
Oh,
oh
yes,
man.
She has to be.
That's right.
How ironic that one's had a bone removed and...
I have never come up with my own impromptu radio audio system before.
No, you just
and now
did.
You have.
I feel pretty proud of myself. John Gilley.
That sounds great, too. It really does.
Attention. Second period will start 5 minutes late. Please report to the lunchroom.
Can you tell me what the in-flight movie is going to be?
No, you have to use a slightly different voice for that. You got to bring it down a little bit, and we're at about 102,000 feet right now, flying in country 102.5. Your flight attendant John will be by in just a few moments in a frilly outfit, and Gilley is at the controls.
Thank God.
As usual, actually, if it was as usual, John would be locking the occupado.
OT is a great hangover remedy, if you haven't heard.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
You get a typical Ace bandage. Are you familiar with those?
Yeah, I know.
Not an Acme bandage like they would use in a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Okay.
This is the one, an Ace bandage.
Ace, the one that you get, okay, like sprains and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I prefer one that's sort of flesh-colored so it matches better.
Okay.
What you do is, Steve, you soak that into a tub of water that is about 55 degrees.
Okay.
Tightly coiled.
I'm writing this down.
Eventually, you unwrap that.
Okay.
At about 10 minutes before the application time, you unwrap the Ace bandage that you've soaked in water for approximately 5 hours and 20 minutes.
5 hours to plan ahead. Okay, step three.
So you want to, you know, you might want to start this at about just before you leave the house on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And then what you do is you take that bandage and cover your entire face with it. Start from the top.
Okay.
And then make with concentric circles that move clockwise.
Mummy-like.
Mummy-like. Okay. Here's what you do is you take that now chilled Ace bandage and wrap it tightly across your head, taking care to leave enough room for the nostrils. You want an air hole. Do you have an air hole?
You want to breathe, I guess.
You want to have an air hole.
Yeah, you got to have air.
You got to have air supply, except in our format. I doubt that we would play Lost in Love. Although it's a pretty song.
It is pretty, you got to admit.
And so, and once you've done that, you know, I would recommend, you know, that's going to just kind of snap you back into place.
Okay.
So you've got the cold compress on that's soaked in about a 50-degree, solution about 5 hours.
Not too cold, not freezing. I see what you're saying.
Not too cold. Yeah, you don't want to, constrict too much.
Okay.
So have that, leave that on your head for approximately, at least an hour.
Okay.
And then take a straw and sip hot coffee with a temperature we recommend of something just in the south of scalding. And have that while the cold is seeping into your face through the bandage.
Okay.
You want to ingest some piping hot coffee through the mouth.
Through the straw. I don't think I've ever had coffee through a straw.
That makes it a little bit tougher, but it's doable.
Okay.
And so that should cure you in about, we usually at the clinic here say about an hour and a half. Or it will kill you.
Or it will kill you.
One or the other.